Okay. Well, Drew, it's going to be hard to win every single game in a playoff run. What do you think ended up being the difference in today's game?
You know, I thought the first 10 minutes, they just, you know, whether it was will or desire or compete, you know, they were able to you know, will their way to situations that created more opportunities, kind of got us on our heels. You know, we were a little bit disconnected, you know, a little bit frustrated with the game, and that was a credit to them and how they played. You know, I thought we got better in the second half of the first. Again, a little bit of slow start. There was probably a 5-minute lapse there towards the end of the period where they were able to score. But, you know, with, I guess, you know, I think we took 3 penalties in that period and they took 2. There wasn't a lot of flow in that hockey game at that point. You know, I thought we were good in the third, but I mean, it was a 4-1 game. So they're just protecting the lead and trying to get out of here with a win. So, you know, it is what it is. You're going to lose hockey games at this point of the season. You know, I was happy with at least the way we came out in the third. You know, we'll have a tough task going down there. But like I said, you're going to lose hockey games in the playoffs. You just got to be ready to respond in the proper way.
Your team's been good at bouncing back from games you've lost all season long. Now in the playoffs, first time you've encountered that adversity. What do you want to do to take the third period and roll that into?
I think it's a good situation for us going on the road. Like, we don't have to worry about, you know, impressing or pleasing anybody. You know, especially, you know, the first 5 or 10 minutes there, I'm sure the crowd's going to be loud. That's fine. And, you know, we'll have to feed off that energy ourselves and keep things simple and, you know, just get more to our game, you know. So we just weren't able to do that, especially in the first 10 minutes. And, you know, we've been chasing the hockey games here a little bit. You know, we're down, you know, 1-0 here and yesterday and again here today, and we don't want to be doing that against good hockey teams.
Patrick, Amy?
Drew, you mentioned that you didn't want to try to play into their game and, you know, get kind of sucked into that transition style they like to play. How do you avoid that becoming a problem, especially going up into their building where the crowd can definitely get going?
Well, I think, you know, playing from behind, that's the number one thing. Like, we you know, both games here we played from behind, and we kind of got sucked into that a little bit. I don't know if we so much tonight got sucked into it, other than they were just more competitive in certain areas. It wasn't really as wide open as maybe yesterday in the second period, where they opened it up and we were chasing the game a little bit. But I mean, for us, it's just, you know, we got to stop chasing leads there. We got to come out a lot better than we have and find ways to score goals early in the game and build some momentum and make them kind of chase us.
Amy, did you have anything?
Thanks, Coach. Could you just talk a little bit about, you mentioned that you wanted, after last night's game, you wanted to see your guys get a little more traffic in front of their goaltender tonight. Were you satisfied with their execution of that?
I thought at times, but I still don't think it was enough. But, you know, I got to give them, like, their D, it's a veteran D core. You know, their gaps have been really tight. They don't give you a lot of space. I think that's, you know, you know, a little bit different from what we saw, like with Charlotte D. They're, you know, a really good skating core, always up in the play. You know, this D defends really well. Don't give you a lot of space. They close quick down low. So, you know, I don't think the effort was not there trying to get to the areas. You have to give them some credit, you know, being heavy down low and be able to close on us. But we're going to have to fight for more space here when we go into Laval.
You mentioned the lack of flow at times throughout the game, and a lot of physicality obviously had something to do with that. I'm just curious how you respond to that and keep the game flowing the way you want it to.
Yeah, I mean, we can't get sucked into, it's never been a part of our game, like the yapping and the talking and the after the whistle stuff. Like, I mean, you know, the game's changed. Like, it's not a tough game in the sense that, you know, guys are gonna fight, so I just don't see the need of this, you know, the pushing and shoving and the yapping. Just, you know, we've been real good the first two series here, just playing between the whistles, and you know, we got to wrap our head around that, like, and just play hockey here. Like, you know, there's no need for it. So, you know, we'll have to refocus ourselves and, you know, just play hockey when we go down there.
Thanks, Drew.
Thank you.